Promoting health and well-being, this podcast is in three parts. Part 1, introducing mapping as a tool for tackling stress.
Welcome to this podcast with me, Sarah Page, Prospect's Health and Safety Officer, talking to you about health and well-being at work and focusing on two techniques that reps can use to help tackle stress. These are body mapping and workplace mapping, and each is covered in the next two parts of this podcast. Reps can use mapping techniques in a range of ways. Firstly, to help raise awareness of stress signs and symptoms. Secondly, to gather information so that when you take forward the stress agenda, you do so with evidence and therefore confidence. And finally, to monitor progress if your organisation is already trying to tackle stress. As well as the podcast, Prospect has other resources, and in this introduction, I'll explain where to find them. So what is mapping? It's a way of unearthing any health hazards in your workplace. So for instance, it may detect physical risks like poor lighting or ventilation, or organisational factors such as poor job design, shift patterns, or long hours that are exposing people to harm. Mapping has TUC and Health and Safety Executive backing because, quite simply, it's very powerful. So sure are we that you're going to like it, we've also produced a member's fact card and a PowerPoint presentation on mapping that you can download, plus more, including our stress web pages, a downloadable member's guide to stress, and our booklet, Fair Change, which provides guidance on organisational change. All of these can be found at Prospect's website, www.prospect.org.uk, health and safety pages. If you want to refer to them during the podcast, you can, but they work on their own too. So before I go into the detail of mapping techniques in practice, I want to explain why Prospect is giving them so much attention. We know that the changing world of work has led to increased uncertainty amongst working people, and that this has been affecting their mental health. Problems like depression and anxiety are far more common. However, not surprisingly, the recession is making this situation worse. Many of our members and their colleagues are either facing redundancy or are the so-called survivors, left with crazy workloads they can never achieve. We're therefore trying to provide you with the resources either to signpost people you represent who are asking you for help, or to equip you to carry out stress initiatives that can make a real difference. The role of a health and safety rep is increasingly about health rather than the more traditional safety, as our booklet Fair Change explains. We believe mapping gives you the tools to identify and help you to tackle stress. The next two parts therefore look at these in detail.